As children, we rarely think about our parents as complicated people, people who could be struggling with emotional or financial problems. Commentator Christine Holmgren says it was only late in life that she truly came to understand her father.
In the back of my wallet, I carry a snapshot of a man wearing a white shirt, baggy dark pants, and a large grin. He stands in front of a stucco house, squinting into the sun. In his arms, he holds a child, 2 years old, perhaps three. Her hair is pulled back in a large bow, her face dirty from the popsicle she finished moments before. It is the only picture I have of my father and me together. The rest were lost sometime after he left us. And I do not recognize the man in this snapshot. There is an optimism in his face that I cannot remember. The man I recall was on the verge of something frightening. His silent anger filled our home. But in this picture, my dad is captured in a moment when everything in his life was under control. His job at Brown and Bigelow paid nearly $50 per week. His 1951 Plymouth was paid for. The monthly house payment was $67, and life insurance was a quarter a week. This was the good life he fought for in the Pacific, the reason he survived shell shock and lost the hearing in one ear. From the front porch of his own home, my father could afford his view of the future. He had faith in everything, his work, his God, his government. How could he know that within a few short years, college campuses would be holding rap sessions on the morality of a military draft? Time magazine would be reporting a new social experiment called open marriage, and men his age would be dressing in polyester neurosuits. These changes affected everyone I knew, everyone except my father. He stayed the same. Every morning he drank his coffee black, salted his buttermilk, and read his newspaper. Then, in his white shirt, he caught the bus downtown. Nothing, it seemed, touched him. In spite of what was trendy, my father spanked me, nagged me, and called me a smart aleck when I wrote short stories for him. Like all other men in his generation, he was usually distant and distracted. Then, one winter morning, after months of doors slammed in anger, my father packed a single suitcase and left us behind. Later, he would marry a younger woman, move to L.A., drink too much, and die surrounded by strangers. Today, his tired body lies folded into one of California's many forest lawn cemeteries. In full makeup and wearing someone else's suit, he is laid out under a plaster statue of Michelangelo's David. But the picture I have testifies to another time in the life of my father, a callow young man, too unsophisticated to know he cannot escape the curses of history, and neither can the rest of us. In these times of political nostalgia and cultural amnesia, I strive to remember the lessons taught by this photo. In an ever-changing world, to stand still is to fall back. Even when it seems hazardous to step forward, the momentum of history allows us no other option. John Donne wrote, "No man is an island." I add, not even a slow-moving, hard-working one. In this snapshot, my father's life is as open and wide as the light years he perceived before him. His face betrays a naive belief that he controls his own destiny, that nothing will stop him from achieving his dreams. Sometimes I can feel his arms around me, holding me fast as my mother aims her Kodak. I smell again the familiar scent of Old Spice and Ham's beer. Together we squint into the sun, as my mother squeezes the shutter, and my father's blue heaven is captured forever.
Christine Holmgren is a Presbytery minister living in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from the station WCAL.